Okay, now we go.
Okay. Things being recorded. Okay. Let's open a prayer. Father, thank you for all you've done for us and your blessings and this opportunity to look into your word. We'd ask you to be with us and open our hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 44, right?
Let me
I
see.
believe.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start. I read the first three verses and I've got some things to say. So I'll share them in a minute after we read the first three verses. Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus said the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. So I was just meditating on this, and first thought that came to mind was Jacob is one who was called. God says he was formed. He formed him in the womb, which means before he was even born, he was chosen. And then I was thinking, on an individualistic level, I'm sure in this passage, God is referring to Israel as a whole, but on an individual level, that is also true. I just was thinking of all the people in the Bible, and you may think of some that I haven't even thought of, who it said specifically that they were called either from before the time they were born or right from the time they were born. The first one that I can think of is I was thinking of Samson, believe it or not, who his mother had the angel appeared to his mother and told her that the child that was going to be born to her was going to be a Nazarite unto the Lord, and that he shouldn't eat any grapes or drink any wine or get his hair cut. Samuel too, same thing. And Samuel's mother prayed to the Lord, and she dedicated him to the Lord before he was born, and then brought him to the temple, and he served the Lord all his life. I think you
That's a good
could
point.
point to, let's see who else we can think of who was chosen specifically from the time before he was born. John the Baptist. He The angel came to his mother and told him that he was going to do this. And Jesus definitely was, Mary had the promise. So there's a number of people, and I'm sure there are more. I think in a lot of ways, I think Paul even talks about his being chosen before, and he talks about our being chosen before the foundation of the world in Christ. So you've got all of those examples. But the other thing here that's interesting is that he's not just talking about Jacob. When he's talking about the blessing that is going to come on Jacob, he's talking about Jacob and his seed, because in verse th three he says, "For I will upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thy offspring." So the blessing, this these promised blessings are for the people, the children of God, who are the sons of Jacob, Israel, the called. But it's also for those of us who are Gentiles that have been called in Christ. And there were two verses I want to share to emphasize this. Well, one, you probably know them both. One is in Romans, where Paul says, for the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, meaning the Jews' spiritual things, Their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. And even more specifically in Ephesians, Paul says the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In Colossians, he says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I think this Ephesians one is really interesting, because he says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body. What's same body? The same body as the Jewish people? That's what he's
Yeah,
talking about.
right.
I think a lot of times we think of the church as being the body of Christ as something distinct from Israel. And I'm not sure if Paul is saying that. I think he's saying there's one body that
I never thought
comprises.
of that.
No, I'm thinking a lot of Christians do.
Oh.
It's like there's two, in fact, there's two theologies they talk about. They talk about, you probably have heard of replacement theology. And that's
Yes.
the idea that the Jews have been utterly rejected and the church has replaced them in God's economy.
Right.
But there's, even without going to the to into replacement theology, I think there sometimes is the idea that there are two people of God. There's the church and then there's Israel, and they sort of had different destinies or different roles. But I'm
No, I
wondering if
mean,
that's real.
there's another verse in the Bible that talks about the branch being
Yeah,
grafted
being
in.
grafted in, right. No, I
That's
agree.
us.
I think Paul's message is clear that there's one body, there's one people of God. Not all, that doesn't mean everyone who is a Jew is one of the people of God, nor does it mean that everybody that goes to church is one of the people of God
Right.
and professes. It's who God is, it's the called and those who are called and are part of that, his election. So, continuing on. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call. Am I going the right way?
Yeah. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of
By the
Jacob.
name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? Or let me read that again. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen that are men, let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. Let's make another little comment here. I know he's talking about idolatry. But the thought just came to me. He's saying, if you make an idol for yourself and it's profitable for nothing, it isn't God. You're saying it's a God, you're worshiping it, you're ordering your life around what the idol represents. But in the end, it can't do anything. It's not going to profit you. And I think that's even true on the part of people who, rather than, or should say, shouldn't say people, it could be a point true of us too, anybody. You can't make up a religion that isn't what God has already ordained. If you try to make something for yourself, even if it's conceptual, it's not going to profit you anything. You might think it's great and it's better than what the Bible says or what God's revealed, but you're in the end, what good is it going to do?
Yeah, that's a
So.
really good point.
Behold, all this fellow shall be a shepherd. I think, did I read that one? 11?
No.
I'll read it again. Behold, all this fellow shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth with it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry and his strength faileth. He drinketh not water, no water in his faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and he marketh it out with compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. And he heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it and baketh bread. Yea, maketh a god and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire. With part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, Aha, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood that he that hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding, to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I've blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I think that's a good point here to be made, too. God is reminding Israel that they should not turn to idols, and the reason is that he has formed them, and for a purpose. It's for God's purpose. Also, why he blotted out their transgressions and redeemed them. I think it's important for us to remember that,
Yeah.
because it's not that God didn't do it for our, really, he didn't do it for our sakes. He did it for his own sakes, his sake, that he redeemed us.
Yeah.
We're the beneficiaries, but there's a purpose behind it. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, and saith to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure. even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Again, this was written, boy, this is Isaiah. I mean, that's prophesying quite a ways into the future, because Isaiah, I believe, died before Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians, and Cyrus was the king that was from Persia after Babylon fell. So it's a good 40 years in the future.
What verse did you read where you said something about a serpent?
A serpent?
Did I hear that right?
I
I think
don't
it was John
remember.
25, who frustrates the son of the babblers and drives the diviners mad, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness. How does yours
Yeah.
read?
No, it says exactly that. There's no serpent there.
Thought I heard you say something.
I
Yeah,
must
and I
have
was like,
mispronounced something.
okay. Just wanted to
No,
make
there's
sure.
no, I don't see it.
I was, because I wanted to know. Well, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
That
it's.
answers the question.
So why don't you read 45?
Okay. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I was thinking of
Can I
John the
stop there?
Baptist.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, that's why I paused, because it's like, I will make the crooked places straight. That's exactly what John the Baptist says.
And who did he say what that was? He was making the crooked places straight to prepare the way of the Lord, who was Jesus Christ, Jesus, the God's anointed, who Cyrus is a type of.
That's amazing.
So it's clearly. That's exactly what I think it's pointing to.
I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you.
Can you stop a minute? Is he talking in verse 4, for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though ha thou hast not known me. That's talking about Cyrus too, right?
I don't know. I would think it was talking here, but that it was still in talking about the Israel, the elect.
I'm reading it.
Oh, well, let me see.
You know why? Because
It
he said
says here
what?
in verse 3 that have not known me. Cyrus knew that the Lord had appointed him, but he did not know the Lord personally.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I never saw it. I just saw it just jumped out at me there.
So you're right. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and all their host I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free. Not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you, and they shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you, that they will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are God, you who hide yourself. O God of Israel, the Savior, they shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, and who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together. You who have escaped from the nations, they have no knowledge, who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior, and there is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. Paul talks about that
Yeah,
when
in
he's
Philippians.
saying, in verse 9,
Yeah.
shall the lump ask, the potter
Yeah.
who formed me?
Oh, that's Romans 9. Yeah. Where
Yeah,
he.
but it's in this chapter, it's in
Sure.
9,
It's very, yeah.
verse 9.
Verse 9.
So yeah, that's one thing. And there was something else I read that was also referred to in the New Testament.
Verse 23.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to read 46. Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden. They are burden to the weary beast. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. That's amazing. So God is promising, I think, there to all of us that not only will, as when he has called us, he will complete, he will keep us. In other words, Even though we go through different trials and distractions, his objective is to keep us in the Lord, which is
Yeah, that's
pretty
a beautiful verse. I
cool.
like how it's not just created from the womb, but even to your old age.
Yep, that's it. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Shall one, yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble? Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east. The man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I've spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Oh. I think that God keeps reminding us that even though we don't see the plan of God carried out now, and even though it might look like it's far from even being possible to be fulfilled, that he's the one who planned it from the beginning, and he's all the pieces are in play the way he wants them to be, even though they don't seem to be. I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. I'll read one more. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There's no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. I think he's talking this now. We're getting into Babylon and the fall of Babylon, I think, when he says there's no throne and thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou verily, very heavily laid thy yoke, and thou saidst, I shall be a lady forever. So that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, and neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries. And for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Doesn't the book of Revelation mention sorceries in regard to Babylon too?
Yes.
I think it does.
Yes. It says that explicitly because of your sorceries.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
does. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, and thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. In the JPS, it's interesting in verse 10, it says, For thou hast Let me just read it. I think I hear this is 47. Seven, 10. It's 10. It says, "You were secure in your wickedness. You thought no one can see me. Is? And you thought to yourself, I am, and there's none but me." That's not what I was. Okay, never mind. I was thinking of something else. It's almost identical. So where was I?
11.
11. "Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with thy multitude, and with the multitude of thy sorceries wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble, the fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee." This reminds me so much of how every time there's a disaster of some kind, we get the experts out to explain what caused it. And then, okay, well, we know what caused it. But what God
Exactly.
is saying, when the judgment comes, then you're not going to have any explanation.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great chapter. Should we
Want to do
stop for there?
48? It's up to you. You want to do, if you want to read 48, go for it.
What do you think, Carl? Should we do one more? All right.
One more. Right.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness. For they call themselves after the holy city, and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass, because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was an iron sinew, and your brow bronze. Even from the beginning I have declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I proclaimed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them. And my carved image and my molded image have commanded them. You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, and before this day you have not heard them, lest you should say, of course I knew them. Surely you did not hear, surely you did not know. Surely from long ago your ear was not opened, for I knew that you would deal very treacherously and were called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will restrain it from you, so that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned, and I will not give my glory to another? Listen to me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. All of you, assemble yourselves and hear. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He shall do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and his way will prosper. Come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, I was there. From the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans with a voice of singing. Declare, proclaim this, utter it to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they did not thirst. When he led them through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for the time together. It was good.
It's very good. Yeah, let me stop the recording.